A series of quick-moving disturbances will rotate around an upper-level low parked to our northwest over the coming days. The first brought us rain and cool temperatures for Memorial Day Monday. Plus, we'll have another round of clouds and showers today, then rinse and repeat and do it all over again on Wednesday. So for today, another disturbance will approach the region, likely in the afternoon and evening. The Storm Prediction Center's got us under a marginal risk for severe weather. That's likely dependent upon some breaks forming in the clouds to help energize the atmosphere, but we'll talk more about that in a minute. Some showers and thunderstorms will remain possible this evening, but the chances will continue to decrease overnight. But we'll again have the potential for showers and storms on Wednesday before a small area of high pressure clears us out for the day on Thursday. Another cold front looks to drop into the region from the north on Friday. So far, it looks like it'll be in the afternoon, but if it's delayed until later afternoon or early evening, we may find some thunderstorms firing up as well as some showers. It looks like the front will stall out to our south on Saturday, which would put us in the cooler side of that front, but this is rather far out meteorologically speaking, so we'll refine that as the time gets a bit closer. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for parts of northern New York and Vermont to northern Virginia and the D.C. area, a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding the slight risk area extending to eastern North Carolina, a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms from eastern Kansas to western Illinois, much of Missouri and northern Arkansas, a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms over southern Louisiana, and a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms east of the Cascade Crest in Washington and Oregon. Severe thunderstorms capable of large hail, damaging winds, and perhaps a tornado will be possible from the lower Great Lakes and Adirondacks to North Carolina today. Elsewhere, a few strong to severe storms may occur across the Central Plains and Ozarks, Central Gulf Coast, and Pacific Northwest. Scattered thunderstorms should form along and ahead of the front from late morning through this afternoon in a generally north-south corridor of low-level convergence, broken bands, and clusters of convection, with a few embedded supercells and small Boeing segments are possible. They should evolve from northwestern New York across Pennsylvania, moving eastward across the Theta E axis as far as parts of eastern New York and or Vermont before the severe threat diminishes. Coverage should be more widely scattered to isolated south of the Mason-Dixon line, but with the discrete convection potentially evolving into supercells, damaging gusts and large hail can be expected. Even a tornado or two can't be ruled out. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, a chance of showers later this afternoon, otherwise cloudy with a high in the low 60s. In Boston, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. And in Buffalo, becoming mostly sunny, a high near 70 degrees, quite breezy out of the southwest with a wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers this morning, then showers likely and a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely and maybe a thunderstorm this evening, then a chance of showers overnight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, highs in the mid-60s, a chance of thunderstorms this evening, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers overnight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy with patchy fog this morning, a chance of showers, then showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm this evening, then a chance of showers overnight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy with a chance of patchy fog in the morning. Otherwise, showers in the afternoon with highs in the low 60s. A chance of thunderstorms this evening, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers overnight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning, showers likely in the afternoon with a chance of thunderstorms, highs in the upper 60s. And for tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms this evening, then a chance of showers after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. Your extended forecast, region-wide for Wednesday, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s. Mostly sunny and nice for Thursday with highs in the mid-60s to near 70 degrees. Partly sunny with a chance of showers on Friday, highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s. Partly sunny Saturday, highs in the mid and upper 60s. And for Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of showers, mid-60s to low 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.